everyone, and welcome back to Chicken Noodle Scoop.
I'm Gabby.
And I'm Lexi.
And we're the Fuller Sisters.
Welcome back to the podcast. Another week, another pod. Gabby is sick,
so this will be interesting. I'm going to put a disclaimer out right now that, one, I probably don't sound like myself, and two, I have a coughing attack every 10 minutes, and I'm trying to hold one in right now. we try to put this off as long as possible because all week I literally did not have a voice at all. But we still wanted to get an episode up for you guys, so I apologize. This is what you're going to have to deal with. Hopefully I can make it through alive. I'm struggling right now already, but we got it. I'll calm down. Okay.
Okay, so this week's episode. This week's episode, we thought it would be fun to do a little take on Vogue's 73 questions. If you've ever seen their videos, they ask celebrities like rapid-fire random questions. It's also a trendy podcast topic going around right now. A couple other podcasts that we listen to have done it. So we figured, why not hop on the trend and do it ourselves? And we figured it was an easy episode for Gabby to get through without dying. So
let's hope.
Before we get into that, let's get to the weekly scoop.
So let's see. Pretty much all week, I've just been sick. So last weekend, I went to Orlando to see my mom. I talked about that in like the previous podcast that I was going, and it was so much fun. I'm so glad I went, but like the second I got home, I felt sick. I guess just from traveling. I don't know, because I was only there like 2 days, but I got a cough. Luckily, it's just a cold because I know the flu's been going around like crazy. So thank God I didn't have that, and I just had like a little cold. But honestly, I felt better since like Wednesday onward, and I just cannot get rid of this cough. So hopefully it'll go away soon. Luckily now I'm at like the ending stage where everything is like coughing up. So
it's hopefully just we'll be draining. Done soon, so it sounds worse, but you'll probably feel better.
Other than that, I had a really exciting meeting on Thursday, and then I didn't have school Friday, so that was great. I had a test on Wednesday, and I had basically like the formulas for the whole first question on my formula sheet, so that was also great. So, been a pretty good week, even though I've been extremely sick.
Nice. Yeah. Let's see. What did I do this week? This week flew by. I literally feel like we were just recording this podcast. I had a bunch of tests and quizzes. Nothing really exciting. I started spinning more, which is nice. Got in a couple workout days. Wow, I wish you guys could see Gabby's hair right now. It is phenomenal. What else happened this week? Basically, not a whole lot. Just homework.
I feel like you've been doing a lot of school, yeah.
A lot of school. It was a heavy school week, unfortunately, but oh well. Getting through it. Big exam on Monday, and then a little bit of a break until the following exam on Monday. Just a couple quizzes and things, but nothing too crazy, so yeah.
I only have like one real class with tests, so I just took that one. So now I won't have a test for a while. And I actually have spring break in 2 weeks, which is crazy. Our spring break is in February. I don't know why they switched that up this semester, but I'm not mad about it because it happens soon.
Wait, what? I had no idea that your spring break was in February.
It's normally, I feel like the week after, like the first, no, normally 2 weeks after, like the second week of March. And mine's the week, last week of February for some reason. I don't know why they did that.
Super strange. Mine's the end of March. But we still have to figure out plans for that. Hopefully I can go down and see Gabby for my spring break.
Yes, let's hope.
But we'll see. Flights are expensive right now. But we'll figure it out. We'll get a pet sitter and get some flights. And I'll probably be heading down there. But, oh, that swallow, though.
Listen, I'm trying to breathe, okay? So, basically, I went on every website I could possibly find. You don't know how long it took for me to put together 73 questions that had like decent substance to them and aren't just like, what's your favorite color? But
we're gonna try our best to keep it concise and not elaborate too much, but obviously there's gonna be some conversation about the questions. But I'm excited. I haven't looked through all of these, so this will be fun for me.
So we're just gonna go every other one. These are in like literally no order. It was just as the order I found them in, and I copied and pasted them to a note. So I guess I'll start. So when I ask, Lexi's gonna answer. I mean, like, you guys are gonna see.
It's gonna be kind of similar to what we did in our very first episode, which people really liked, with just like questions to get to know us. But these are just like a lot more random questions. All right, so start us off.
Question number one, where's your absolute favorite place to be?
Ooh, that's hard. I should have thought about this one because I saw it before we started. Actually, honestly, I would say one of the places we went to in Italy. Like, I lately have not stopped thinking about it.
I feel like Florence was always the one you talked about a lot.
I loved Florence, but I also really, really liked Venice. I just wish we had more time there. I thought it was, like, the most magical place ever. And, of course, Disney World, I would say. I do love Disney. Okay, question number two for you is your biggest fear.
Men. More specifically, men while I'm alone somewhere. So I don't go alone places very often at all because I'm terrified of men.
Oh gosh, your singing isn't good when you're not sick. Let's not do it when you are sick. Okay.
Wait, so who just, so now I ask you?
Yes, Gabby, we're on question three. This is not this difficult.
Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Oh my gosh. Okay, in 10 years, I will be turning 34, like on the cusp of 33, 34. 10 years, I see myself possibly married, out of dental school, being a dentist, enjoying life, not studying, that's for sure. maybe with a kid or two, you know?
So possibly married, but also maybe with a kid or two?
Well, no, if I'm married, I'll have a kid or two. Yeah, I would say that. Nothing exciting.
Where would you be living?
I don't know. Hopefully somewhere warm. Hopefully Florida. I'm sick of this freaking cold. It's so cold the past couple days. But yeah. All right. So question four, what did you want to do with your life at age 12?
I feel like up until I was like in high school, pretty much the only thing I wanted to do was be a teacher. And then I realized that
be a teacher
not
or
at
mom?
All.
I feel like you always wanted to be a mom.
Oh, well, yeah. Kind of do like what my mom did, where she was like a cheer coach, a teacher, but then also a mom.
Yeah.
Especially because, like, teachers are home in the summer. So, yeah. I guess I just wanted to be my mom.
That's cute.
Okay, I forgot. I forgot I had to
you
ask
are struggling.
What fictional character would you want to be?
Hermione Granger.
That's a good
that
one.
That was easy for me.
Nice.
Yeah, without a doubt. What is your perfect day?
Oh, I was hoping I would get asked this. Okay. So, this isn't, like, the perfect day that I would want to happen every single day, but, like, every once in a while, an ideal day would probably be waking up and driving to go watch the sunrise. I love doing
But then you
stop at Starbucks first, get, like, a warm coffee, go watch the sunrise, take some pictures, enjoy it, and then you go home and you take a fat nap because you are so tired. So then take a nap, and then I guess maybe if you, like, lived close to the beach, then it would be nice to, like, wake back up, get ready, and actually go to the beach or even just a pool. Lay by the pool, get some sun, order some food to the pool, maybe, like, Chipotle. And then just, like, ooh, those naps. Well, I guess we already took a nap in the morning, but we're
Gabby
probably tired
really
again.
Likes naps.
Those naps after you've been in the sun all day, like, sometimes even when you're, like, still in a bathing suit because you're so tired, like, before you even shower and you just sleep on your bed, like, on top of the covers. And then you take, like, a nice cold shower, and then just, like, sitting at home all night watching movies or something. That sounds like the ideal day.
Okay, so a lot of naps. Wonderful.
A lot of naps and a lot of sun. What is your favorite word in English?
Oh, I was hoping I would get the Spanish one and not the English one.
We can switch them if you want.
Okay, yeah,
I have
let's
a good
switch
Spanish
them.
One too,
oh,
but okay. It's okay. Well, my favorite word in English is onomatopoeia.
My favorite word in English? I don't know.
It was always my favorite because no one else knew how to spell it. And it was like on a poster in fifth grade. And I would always finish my math test early. And I would have nothing to do. So I'd sit there and read all the posters. That's how I learned the alphabet backwards. And that's just how I learned how to spell onomatopoeia. O-N-O-M-A-T-O-P-O-E-I-A. My favorite word. Just because it's fun.
Great.
Not because of the meaning.
Okay, well, my favorite Spanish word then, if we're going to do that one, is sacapuntas, which
oh my
means
God,
pencil sharpener.
Oh my God, that was going to be mine! Okay, I'm so glad we switched. That was going to be mine.
That's my favorite Spanish word, always.
Yay. All right,
okay.
So now I'm confused. Who's doing what?
I don't know. You can pick.
Okay, I'll ask you, I guess.
Okay.
First thing you'd do if you won the lottery?
Pay off my student debt. And then buy a Prius.
Really?
Yeah.
I would 100% buy a house first.
Well, okay, yeah, but that takes a long time. Paying off my student debt is easy. Faster. And then I would buy a Prius, and then I would buy a house.
Interesting.
And then I'd give the money to my parents and grandparents.
Yeah.
And none for none Gabby.
None for me. None for Gretchen Wieners. Bye.
Okay. What is your favorite time of day? Let me guess. Nap time.
No, I feel like I look forward to most, like, the time when I'm, like, starting to get tired and I just go lay down in bed, but I'm not, like, ready to instantly fall asleep. But just that time of, like, laying there in bed. Yeah, either I'm on TikTok or, like, we watch something in bed. That's my absolute favorite.
That is nice. It's, like, ice cream time for me. That's when I have my bowl of ice cream and get to relax.
Yeah, it's, like, you're not worried about anything. Yeah, definitely my favorite time of the day. Window or aisle seat?
Aisle seat.
That's so weird to me.
Because you like to sleep on the window. I can't sleep on airplanes. So, aisle seat, I just have more room. And I feel like...
Yeah, I guess.
If something happened, I'd like to just interrupt anyone aisle. To
get out and everything. Yeah.
Yes, for sure. Okay, what's one thing you had to learn the hard way?
Oh.
How to spread cream cheese on your bagel?
Listen, I would have the hardest time with this because we'd go somewhere and the cream cheese would be like frozen and it doesn't spread. She would make fun of me forever because I would ask my mom to do it.
Literally still does.
My mom just offers to do it. What's one thing you had to learn the hard way? This is a deep question that I'm trying to like rapid fire, but I feel like I need to think about it. I got nothing.
Moment of silence. You have nothing. I could name like 5 things.
I know, but like...
Don't trust people until they give you a reason to, which is cynical, but like whatever. Don't cut corners because that always ends up leading to more work. That's something I realized recently. And negativity breeds negativity. I would say those are like 3 things I've had to learn the hard way. Like when you're in a negative mood, everything is just worse.
Yeah. Very good.
Okay, then I'll ask you this one since I just answered that one. What's your favorite fashion trend of all time?
Probably high-waisted.
Yeah, high-waisted. I'm so glad
that's a thing. Yes. Except, I mean, like I love high-waisted bathing suits. I just don't wear them because of tan lines. But high-waisted bottoms all day, every day.
All right. Good answer. Good answer. I feel like a Family Feud contestant.
I was going to clap, but then I realized my mic's in my hand. Okay. 14. If you could do a love scene with anyone, who would it be?
This is such a weird question.
No, I feel... Okay, well, just like who's, I guess, your...
Like a rom-com?
Crush.
Okay, Ryan Reynolds.
That's what I had a feeling you were going to say.
It was between him or Blake Lively. Him or his wife. What is one thing people don't know about you?
I mean, this is very surface level, but it was the first thing that came to mind. I feel like people don't know how much we both eat because they expect that we either eat really healthy or like nothing at all.
Yeah, so, yeah. Eventually our fast metabolisms will slow down and we're going to be whales. Okay.
Right. 16. Best advice you'd give your teenage self. Well, this is a good one for you because I feel like you struggled a lot more the teenage years.
Yes. I would say if it's not going to matter in 5 years, don't stress about it for more than 5 minutes.
That's a good one.
Yes. Because I stressed about everything like it was the end of the world and still do sometimes, but I'm getting better. Okay. What is your favorite board game? Let's make this a little more fun and spicy.
I really like Scattergories. I really like Clue.
Life. I feel like you like life.
Yes. Honestly, I'm just a sucker for a game night.
Yeah, same.
I'm down for anything and everything. Like, just bring up the games and I am there. It's like one of my favorite nights. I love game nights.
Yeah, me too. I just need to find friends that also like game nights.
Right. Ah, favorite kind of noodle.
Gnocchi, if that counts. It's not technically a noodle. I guess shape of noodle. Spirals. Like, you know, the spiral mac and cheese noodles. That's my fave.
Yeah.
Or nope. I take that back. Those thick, like, tagliatelle or, like, big, thick noodles. Like
that you recently got into? Like, actual, like, Italian noodles? Homemade noodles?
Yep. What is the weirdest word in the English language?
Recently, just because I've been saying it so much, phlegm, because of the way it's spelled. First of all, phlegm in general is just a weird word, but who decided to spell it? P-H-L-E-G-M. Like, listen, you could have just spelled it F-L-E-M, but no, you had to make it worse. So definitely phlegm.
It's a very good one.
Relevant right now. Number 20, your go-to for having a good laugh.
What is, like, something that makes me laugh really hard? I mean, TikTok, right? Lately, I could just sit and laugh at TikTok. That's
what I think my answer was going to be.
Yeah, I would say TikToks.
Other than that, I feel like, or, like, movies that you would put on.
Oh, yeah.
Not even necessarily for a good laugh, but just, like, to put you in a good mood if you're, like, stressed with school. You always just put something on.
Yeah, definitely.
One of those, like, go-to movies.
What is your favorite birthday cake?
The one with, like, the ice cream and it has the chocolate, like, crunchy things in it.
That's, like every my favorite layer cake of the
cake.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's my favorite.
We never had, like, regular cakes growing up. We always had ice cream cakes because neither of us really like sweets.
I agree. First celebrity crush.
First one, I would say Zac Efron from High School Musical.
That was definitely Taylor Lautner.
Yeah, you were obsessed with him. She drew a picture of him in art class.
It was good, all right?
It was
It's still in my decent. Bedroom. Better than you can do, all right?
Correct. I can't draw. What do you do to relax?
Okay, let's see. If it's like after a long day. No, because I feel like if I'm stressed, I can't nap. Definitely like just watch either YouTube or TikToks. If I'm really stressed or like just don't feel good, I would take a bath. Other than that, probably just like cuddle my dog.
Yeah, I think YouTube's a good one for both of us.
Yeah, just like watch anything just to kind of like take my mind out of like my own life and just like be in someone else's for a second, I feel like. So either TikTok, YouTube, or just like even a movie. All right, where are we? 24. When does time pass fastest for you and when does it pass the slowest?
Time pass fastest when I'm sleeping and I'm tired and my alarm goes off. And time passes the slowest during lectures. I have multiple lectures that are like 2-3 hours long and the time literally just stops, basically. What is the weirdest tradition your family has?
I kind of thought about this one like when I put it in. And honestly, I think the only weird thing that hasn't been a tradition forever, but just lately, is we spend Christmas night in the hotel.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of interesting. We spend Christmas night in a hotel with my mom, and it's always, like, fun. Like, just for fun.
Yeah. Just because she works at the restaurant. So she always, like, plans to work the next morning. So then she'll, like, come deliver room service to us the next morning. And yeah, I feel like it's just weird that we spend Christmas in a hotel.
Yeah, sure.
A lot of people would not do that. 26. What do you wish you could relive?
I would say our Italy trip.
Mm-hmm.
Like, recently, that's just something I would say.
Yeah, definitely.
What was the worst phase you went through? Can I answer this when you're done if you say something different?
Just go for it.
Your hair across, like, a boy face.
The skater boy phase, yeah. I did, like, not even so much emo. It was just, like, skater boy.
And she I just wore put DC my hair, like, sneakers.
Yeah, and, like, rainbow DC, yeah. I had, like, custom etnies and stuff.
Oh my gosh.
But I was like the least skater girl that I could possibly get. So you've it really never did even not ridden match a up.
Skateboard.
I was a queen of a ripstick. That was it. Never. I seriously can't ride a skateboard. Just a ripstick.
Oh my gosh.
28. What weird smell do you really enjoy?
Gasoline.
So weird.
Sorry. What do you like to do that is traditionally considered masculine?
Well, I mean, growing up, I always just played football at recess, but I feel like other than that, not that it's, like, considered masculine, but I just feel like I vibe more with guys. I hate the word vibe, but, like,
I'm going to say room, that you wear men's hoodies all the time.
Yeah, I guess that too. But if I'm in a room, I feel like I definitely just can talk way more with guys, especially, like, my age than girls my age. Mainly in school and stuff. Not necessarily now, but, like, high school. Number 30, we're getting there. What was something you ate regularly as a child but now cringe at the thought of eating?
SpaghettiOs.
Really?
I can't even smell them
chicken
anymore.
Nuggets. Well, actually, just anything from McDonald's, but specifically chicken nuggets.
Yeah, I don't... The smell of SpaghettiOs makes my stomach turn, but we used to eat them a lot, I feel like.
Yeah.
If you were an action figure, what accessories would you be sold with?
Wait, did you skip one? Oh, no, I just totally am on the wrong... Okay. Okay, I feel like it
Nike
would be
Pros.
Nike Pros, a Tiffany blue oversized hoodie, a phone.
Oh, yeah, a phone.
And Air Force Ones. Or just, like, any type of white sneaker. I feel like that is my go-to outfit at any given moment.
The only accessory is her phone.
But I'm really excited you got the question. If you were given $100,000, but it could only be used to upgrade your shower or bathtub, what upgrades would you make?
Alrighty. So, I would do more of a shower room type thing in a separate standalone, like, old style, like, bathtub with the feet. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I would do a bathtub like that, and then I would do, like, a shower room almost, where it, like, is very big and it has, like, a couple different shower heads, and it's, like, a steam room kind of, but, like, a big shower. That is what I would do with it.
Definitely a place to sit in the shower. That was going to be one of my...
See, that really? Doesn't thrill me. Yeah.
Whatever.
I don't shower for long enough, but... All right, what is your and then it got worse story?
I was trying to think of one. I feel like you have a better one of these. But the only thing I can really think of is, like, those year... Well, basically, I guess...
The haircuts? Either
26... Oh, God,
and then
yeah.
The dying actually, of the haircuts?
Yeah, that's it. When I first cut my hair to, like, a bob, I looked like Coconut Head, and I cried for 3 hours, and I hated it. Then my mom tried to highlight it, and it turned straight up yellow. And then I hated it even more. And it just, yeah, that was it. Actually, that was a good one. I was going to say, like, the, like, 005 day one at Worlds last year, because it started out rough, and then it literally just kept getting worse. But I think the haircut definitely takes the cake on that one.
Oh, we need to put the picture of you crying back up on the Instagram if we haven't already.
It's the first photo in my camera roll. So whenever my phone, like, accidentally scrolls up to the top, it's the first photo.
So funny.
34. What's your favorite non-drug, non-alcohol high?
Arby's. When I know I'm going to Arby's and I know I'm about to eat a beef and cheddar and jalapeno bites and it first gets, like, given to me in my car, that initial high of eating Arby's is, like, no other.
You are so weird.
And it's just, I feel like, I mean, I don't know, I've never been high, but I feel like, you know how some people, like, come down from it and they're like, oh, gosh. That is, like, almost a hangover. I get an Arby's hangover after I eat, too, because I eat it so fast and I eat so much, and it's not great for me. But that initial high, oh, nothing beats it.
But you hated it as a kid when I loved it, and it made me so mad.
I didn't love it until I worked there in high school.
Fake.
What cheesy song do you love?
Hey There, Delilah.
Oh, gosh.
One of my faves, even though they broke up. Not long after that song. All right. What have you recently become obsessed with?
I'm trying to think. What have I told you I've been... I would say spinning. That's a workout that I've recently, like, been really, really into. I would say spinning. I've become pretty obsessed with that.
It's definitely not a bad obsession at all.
Yeah. Better than Arby's. What's the biggest waste of money you've seen? Or I guess, what's one item that you think you wasted money on?
Well, I'm not going to go an item. I'm going to go, like, category. I'm sorry if this hits anyone in the wrong spot. But I think it's the biggest waste of money when people spend this ridiculous amount on alcohol.
Oh.
I don't know if it's just because, like, I have no desire in it.
We don't.
Like,
yeah.
Especially in Miami, like, when people go to these clubs and, like, spend so much money on alcohol. Just because I'm such a, like, spend your money on experience or, like, memories type of person, and you're literally spending your money to not remember something.
Well, my thing is sometimes cocktails are more than, like, a meal. Like, I would rather get a nice meal than a drink. I'd rather drink water and get a nice meal.
I just, yeah, sorry.
That's just us, though, I guess.
Don't like the taste of it. Don't care to be drunk. I can have fun many other ways. I would have a lot more fun remembering the situation. I just feel like that's such a waste of money. Like, go on a trip. I promise it's worth it. Sorry.
I don't think a trip compares to alcohol. I think they're a little bit different scales. I mean, maybe down in Miami. I don't know.
Yeah. You should see what these people spend. All right.
38 we're on.
What skill do you wish more people took the time to learn?
Oh. I think just communication skills. Like, I almost feel like we should add that to, like, a class when we're growing up. Like, how to communicate with people appropriately. Like, how to listen, when to speak. I mean, I think we all could improve on that.
Yeah.
And then something I wish I took the time to learn, like, aside from that, is better handwriting. Like, good cursive or, like, calligraphy. Yeah. I wish I learned that. What can you talk all day about?
I mean, cliche and stupid, but cheerleading.
Yeah, you literally could.
That's what I write. Anytime I can connect a college essay to cheerleading, I do it because, one, the professors have no idea what I'm talking about, so they can't tell me I'm wrong. And two, I can just reach the word max or whatever, the word limit faster because I can go on all day about cheerleading. And most of the time they love it. And they're like, oh my God, I'm so happy you related this to real life. And I'm like, oh, so happy I didn't have to write a whole essay about engineering. What was the most disappointing ending to a great book, movie, or game?
Easy. Two off the top of my head. Game of Thrones. Amazing show. How I Met Your Mother. Horrible ending. Yep. How I Met Your Mother is my other one.
I knew that was coming.
Great show. Horrible last episode.
I never watched Game of Thrones, but yeah. How I Met Your Mother. The show, if you've never watched it, is it still on Netflix?
I think so.
I would hope so, but it's so good.
It's definitely on Hulu. Watch it.
I can't believe they took Friends off of Netflix. That's crazy.
I know. But I don't really get why. I never finished it. What's something that only someone from where you grew up would understand?
Pepperoni balls. And it, like,
they're so good.
Blows my mind that those don't exist literally anywhere else.
Yeah, I don't get it either. It's just dough with pepperoni and sometimes a type of cheese.
And it's absolutely delicious. So my mom brings them to competitions. And, like, I've given them to now, like, a whole bunch of people on my team. And they're all obsessed with them. And I'm like, I just don't get how something this good has, like, only stayed in one state. Like, I guess they have them other places, kind of, but literally nowhere.
If you're ever in Erie, go to Arts and get pepperoni balls.
Yeah, they're so good. And I promise you will not regret it. What's the best ice cream topping?
Maraschino cherries.
Oh, I was going to say Oreos. Hot fudge.
Oh, grandma makes awesome hot fudge. Yes, her hot fudge is really good. But I would say, depending on the ice cream, if I'm eating chocolate ice cream, I want maraschino cherries. If I'm eating, like, I don't know, another type of ice cream, I would say Oreos. And vanilla, I have to have grandma's hot fudge because I don't really love plain vanilla.
Yeah.
Okay, what is your ideal forever home like? Oh, gosh, here we go.
Decently sized. Definitely doesn't have to be, like, huge because, like, that's a lot of walking, one, and two, which is, like, unnecessary. Very modern, very, like, neutral color, white, black, interior. Probably mainly white with, like, black accents. Definitely a pool in the back and a hot tub. Other than that, just, like, walk-in closets. Oh, very, like, open floor plan. And then just a big master bedroom with, like, a bathtub. A nice, like, yeah, bathtub and shower separate. And then just, like, room where my whole family can go.
All right. So we're all living with you. Is that what you're saying?
Eh. No. You don't gotta live with me. But, like, at least room where, like, the whole family can come hang out.
Okay.
What is your dream wedding like?
So I would say, if, like, money was not an option and if geographic location for everybody to get there was not an option, I would say in the middle of, like, a redwood forest, like, with big tall trees.
Like Twilight? That's, like, the first thing I think of.
Yeah, kind of, actually. Yeah. With, like, very minimal decorations, like, very simple, like, almost, like, boho-y outdoorsy type, like, forest. Like, nature, yeah.
Yeah.
I would have my bridesmaids wearing navy blue, probably, if it's in a dark green forest. I think that would look really nice. And the guys wearing gray and navy blue. My wedding cake would be ice cream cake. And all of the meals would be centered around, like, pasta. I mean, I guess other people can have steak if they want, but I just want pasta. I would DJ my own wedding. I'd make my own playlist. And all my friends and family would be there. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Nice.
What was your best phase in life? When did you peak?
I would say right now I'm in, like, probably my, like, best phase in life. I feel like I'm finally, like, figuring out my life. Just kind of, like, doing my own thing, I must say. Nice. I also feel like, I mean, I guess it doesn't happen for everyone, but I feel like I've literally been in school my entire life, and it's about to be that point where I'm, like, same. Finally free. Not so I feel same. Like that's definitely why I'm thinking it's, like, the best phase of my life. Also, I feel like my voice has gotten drastically worse, so I apologize if it now sounds very sick and stuffy. What is the real story behind your last Instagram post?
What is my last Instagram post? Is it the Janu lounge set one?
Why have Merlittle when you can have, like, Merlot, but not really Merlot?
So the real story behind that post is I was wearing that outfit, like, legitimately, because it's super comfy, and I had to post it for a brand, and I was like, oh, okay, perfect. I'll make homemade pasta and take a really cute picture, and then the homemade pasta was so ugly. The noodles were way too thick. It wasn't cute. So we had to do it from far away and work with the bad lighting and just go from there, so...
That is that. So it's like a very cozy picture.
Oh, it is cozy, but it was just ugly, so I couldn't show the pasta any closer. Do you prefer big parties or small gatherings?
Small gatherings, 100%.
Gabby's like, I don't want parties.
Less people, please.
We're game night people with a couple friends.
Literally. I just, like, I don't know. I'm fine with, like, big parties, but there needs to be something that we're doing that's not just, like...
Small talk? Right. Because I agree. Yeah, I agree. I get, like, bored and tired, and I just want to go home and go to bed.
Right. Yeah, that's where I stand on that.
Okay.
What was your favorite cereal as a kid?
Fruity Pebbles. Yeah, still is.
I was a Cocoa Pebbles girl.
Do you say yes or no more often in life? I honestly think you say no.
I don't know. I'm such a people pleaser, though. So for, like, stupid stuff, I feel like I say yes to everything.
But... you always say no to me.
Well, because I don't care to please you. I know you. I don't know. But see, like, for certain things, I feel like it's really hard for me to say no to certain sometimes.
I don't know where, what. Like, I feel like you're way more apt to say no than yes to opportunities.
Not really. I don't know. I truly don't know. I feel like either one. Depends on the situation. That's such a stupid answer, but... 50, we're getting there. What's your number one goal right now?
Oh, I have a lot of goals. Short term, make it through this podcast without falling asleep or boring you guys to death. Long term, recently, I need to get better at, like, getting in more, I guess. I mean, I kind of in a sleep schedule, but drinking more water for sure.
Yeah.
I was doing really good on that. And now, like, even sitting here, I wish I had a cup of water because I'm so thirsty. So drinking more water, I would say.
Good one.
What's the most challenging thing about your life right now?
I guess the biggest thing, although I've, like, kind of learned to balance it now, is just, like, balancing everything between going to school. I mean, I must say, now that I'm in my literal last semester, my school schedule is very easygoing because I'm taking literally only 12 credits and only three of those classes are actually on campus. Actually, no, I take that back. Only two of those classes I have to go to weekly. But I would say just balancing cheer in school, and I work at the gym, and then I literally would say my social media job is almost like a full-time job on its own on the side. So just trying to, like, figure all that out and balancing that, but also not going crazy and still trying to find time for myself. 52, what keeps you up at night?
Things that I didn't get done during the day that I needed to, or that I wanted to.
I get the most, like, creative and inspired sometimes when I'm the most tired and at night.
Oh, not me. I get brain dead and I literally can't function.
See, that especially happens lately. A lot of the time. But, like, there's certain nights where I sit there and all of a sudden I get a really good idea. And then I'm up the next hour just, like, planning out my life.
Lately, I feel like the second I get tired, I fall asleep. Like, I could be studying. I've just been crashing hard. So I guess not many things keep me up at night. I'm pretty tired these days. What is the most horrible date you've been on?
I don't even remember putting this one on the list because, like, what the heck? I don't.
Neither
even know
of us
if I
really
have
go on dates. We can skip it.
Yeah. Well, I was just trying to think of not, like, a horrible date, but, like, if me and, like, have went somewhere and it just, like, didn't turn out well. Oh, I mean, not horrible, but one time we went to go bowling. We went to the bowling alley and it was, like, a 2-hour wait. So then we went to Cine Bistro and I wasn't 21 yet, and they were like, "Sorry, you can't come until you're 21." So then, I mean, like, we ended up at Cheesecake Factory, so it wasn't a horrible date at all. It just, like, didn't go as planned. That's the only thing I can think of.
That was a pretty boring answer, but...
I never, like, went through a series of dating.
Yeah.
All right. If you could live anywhere in the world, where would you choose?
If it was, like, no option and my family could all come with me, I would say Italy. If it was somewhere close so that I could see my family, obviously... Like, in the U.S., I feel like I haven't gone enough places to make, like, an educated decision on that. Like, I would love to try living in New York City. I don't want to live there long term, but like, I think that would be cool. Florida, obviously, because it's warm and nice. Mm-hmm. California, I've heard, is beautiful. There's so many places, I don't even know. Terrible answer, I'm sorry. Probably realistically, like, I guess Florida. What is your favorite part of a house and why?
Right now, I don't know if it's just because I haven't had one the past 4 years. Well, I've had one, but like, not that it was mine, but like, I do everything in this exact spot, which is on the Chase Lounge part of my couch in my living room. I just feel like the past 4 years I've had pretty much only a bedroom. So now that I like actually have my own living room, I do literally everything here. And I sit in this exact spot pretty much if I have nothing to do from like the second I get home until the second I go to bed. I do my work here, I eat here, like literally everything. So this spot that I'm sitting in right now. What is your definition of a perfect life?
Healthy and happy, I would say.
Okay, can you go into a detail and not a stupid answer?
Well, I like...
Like, where would you be? What would you be doing? If, like, nothing, if money didn't matter, if, I don't know, like, anything like that.
I would say financially stable. I don't need to be rich, but I don't want to stress about money. Surrounded by family and friends, like, close enough that I could hang out with them. Like, ideally, like, living near you guys would be fun because we'd instantly, like, we just have built-in friends. Like, we could have game nights literally whenever we wanted. I would say great weather and just, like, balance. Not studying, that's for sure. Out of school. And just balance, like being able to do what I love on a daily basis and not stressing, I guess, sounds like a perfect life to me. What is your funniest memory of high school?
I was hoping you got this one because I really don't have many. I feel like I just kind of like breezed through high school.
Funniest memory though, there's definitely some funny stories of like other people.
My dad used to, every like assembly we were in, my dad would, he was like, well, at that time he was the assistant principal, now he's the principal. But he would be up talking and then someone else would talk and he would text me and say, he would like say something and then on the, he would take the microphone and said, Gabby, get off your phone. In pretty much every assembly we were in, even though he would text me just so I would pick up my phone. I guess that was hilarious. The funniest thing. I don't know. Nothing funny happened to me. I did not peak in high school.
You don't have to peak in high school to have funny memories. No, one time, but like, Dad, I put a motion like, sensor bird, sensor fake bird in my locker and everyone walked past it and my locker would start chirping and Dad thought it was the funniest thing.
He put that in my book bag one day and I had no idea and I was so confused. I was like, what is going off? And then finally I figured out it was me all day. 58. When was the last time you laughed so hard? Oh.
I love
the first thing
all time.
I thought of was the when I FaceTimed you over the naan bread.
Oh my gosh, yes, that was so funny. Okay,
did we tell
Gabby
the story on the
me,
podcast?
No, we didn't. I don't think we did. Gabby asked me what I get from Trader Joe's, and one of the things I told her is I get their bruschetta because it's really good, and I get Tuscan pan bread with it to put the bruschetta on. Gabby comes home, FaceTimes
me. First of all,
goes,
we're in Trader Joe's. As we're walking by, we get the bruschetta, and I go, oh, wait, that's the bread Lexi said. We got to get that and try it. Then I get home and I FaceTime her. And I'm like, all right, so how do you make this? And she said, that's not what I eat. And I was like, you've definitely said naan bread. And she said, no, I said pan bread. And I was in tears laughing so hard because I was so confident that I got the right stuff and I was just about to make it. And I was so excited. And it was
naan. She literally got naan bread, like pita bread, like Indian naan bread.
And
she's
I didn't
like,
think
how do
twice
I eat
about
this with
it.
Bruschetta? It was
I
really
did not
funny.
Think twice about it. Is yeah, it probably sounds so stupid right now, but in the moment we were. Well, I was literally in tears laughing. But
it's
that was
classic
a question
Gabby.
For you, so you didn't answer it. I answered it for
no,
you.
I agree. That was yeah. What do people constantly misunderstand about you? I would say that you're shy, and people sometimes think it's like rude.
Yeah, actually, definitely. People think I'm standoffish all the time, but I'm really just like shy. And I feel like if people don't talk to me first, like if I don't know you, if you don't talk to me first, I probably like won't go out of my way to talk to you just because I'm.
That's why we're opposite there.
Very, very shy. Yeah, actually, definitely that. What's something that overwhelms you?
Everything. Literally everything overwhelms me. I would say whenever I have like a bunch of things to do and I haven't like written them down or like wrote down any sort of plan, like when there's just thoughts in my head. Okay, my animals are literally having fight club right now next to the microphone. I opened the door because they were both scratching at the door, and they're literally having fight club.
Cloud right now. Is like the perfect little angel asleep on the couch next to me.
Well, you know, got Lola a sibling, and now it's just nonstop. The zoomies, literally all the time, they just run around. Can you guys quiet down? What was I talking about? Things overwhelm me. Yeah, just when I, like, a bunch of things come up at once that I have to do and I can't even, like, organize my thoughts. What is your favorite thing about yourself?
Like, physical-wise or, like...
I don't care. Whatever it is.
I don't know. I guess my eyes. Because they're blue. And I just feel like they make it... It's, like, more... I don't know. I guess more special just because no one else in my family has blue eyes. So it's just, like...
Literally
like
no one. Unique. I think she's adopted.
I thought so for the longest time. But now I look just like my mom, so... I'm definitely not adopted. Don't know if we share the same dad. Just kidding, we definitely do. But you just look exactly like dad, and I look exactly like mom.
Okay.
Minus the 62. Eyes. 62. When do you feel most confident?
I feel most confident when I'm like making people laugh.
Yeah.
I think. Like when I can make people like laugh really hard, that's when I feel most confident because I love doing that. What is on your bucket list this year?
I want to travel, obviously, again. I don't know. Our schedules are all very weird this year, so I don't know if we're going to get to go overseas and, like, out of the country, but we're definitely planning something. But other than that, I just also want to, like, save up enough money to hopefully be able to... I don't think I'd be able to get any paperwork started this year, but just, like, saving up money so I could eventually buy a house. Hopefully, like, next year. Is, like, my, like... real situation bucket list, but actual bucket list would be just traveling. 64, we're getting down to it. What made you choose the college that you went to?
The dental school, I feel like. And it was close enough to home, but not too close to home.
And you were, like, familiar with the area because we would go there all the time.
Yep. Do you want to live near or far from relatives?
I mean... Yeah, right. This is, like, a no question for our family, which is so weird that, like, people aren't as close with their family as we are. Like, especially just because I live in the answer is very near. Like, probably my mom needs to be right next door so she can nanny my kids. But, like, when we go home for break and stuff, I, like, spend pretty much every second with my family. And it's so crazy that because, like, so many people move here for cheerleading that the people I'm around all the time aren't with their family all the time. And, like, they go home and they spend, like, all their time with their friends.
We've just, always like, been like that where we just hung around our family, like, more like, often.
9.9 times out of 10, I would choose my family over, like, hanging out with my friends back home. Sorry, guys, if anyone's listening to this. You're probably not. I didn't have many of you. But, I don't know. My family is just very, like, we just have a lot of fun together. What is the best concert you've ever attended? What was the one? Oh, 21 Pilots or something, right?
That you were, like, obsessed with them after? 21 Pilots was an amazing concert. Yeah, I would say, like, as far as putting on a show, them. 21 Pilots concert.
That would be Sam Smith. I did not say Excuse that right. Excuse me? Sam Smith.
If so you good. Could make one book or movie a reality, which would you choose?
Like, would I want to make true in general? Like, would I want to be in that movie?
I don't care. Whatever you decide.
I feel like The Great Gatsby, I mean, it was kind of real, right? Was it based off
the Roaring 20s were real?
But yeah, no. I just feel like that would be a fun time to be in.
Okay.
So it doesn't really complete the question, but yeah. I just feel like that'd be fun. What's your death row meal?
Easy. Double beef and cheddar, jalapeno bites, chocolate milkshake from Arby's.
Of all things, that's your death row meal. That's crazy.
Yep. What is your sleeping position? How do you sleep at night?
I feel like I'm very weird when it comes to this, and I was not like this as a child, but recently I love sleeping on my back.
Interesting.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people don't do that.
I sleep on my side in a fetal position, literally in a ball.
I used to, and now, like, I'll sit there until I'm tired, or, like, I'll lay on, like, until I'm tired, and then we both roll over, and I just, like, am laying on my back with my head to the side, though. I'm not straight up and down like I'm dead. Put my head to the side. But I don't know. Lately, I just love sleeping on my back, which is, I feel like
people I think that's like good that. For you.
Okay, good. To do I'll that. Take it. 70. When will you know you've made it?
I would say yeah, actually, when I'm out of school, when I can afford to buy a Tesla or a Prius, when I own a house, like just when I'm like financially comfortable and not doing a million jobs for money. Right.
Just to like
for as long as I can remember, I feel like I've had like five jobs at a time. I just want to have one. Maybe a side hustle. That's it. Do you wish you had more siblings?
Growing up, I feel like we both always wish we did. But I also feel like the reason why we're so close is because we only had each other.
I agree. I don't really need any other siblings at this point.
Right.
So I like guess growing up, even. Yeah. Number.
What personality traits do you share with your relatives?
What personality traits do you share with your relatives? My quick temper.
With dad.
The ability to be very loud without meaning to.
Also dad.
What a good thing is, I would say hardworking and determined. Our family's all like very hardworking.
They're just very, it's so weird how I feel like our families are split down the middle. Like, I mean, we obviously, like, I have some of dad in me too, but like, you are very dad and I am like very mom. Like, looks, personality, like.
Yeah, but you have dad in the sense that like, you're not, you don't stress about like people pleasing like mom as much. Like, you could easily be like.
Kind of, but yeah, I guess.
Not really. You don't like feel like. I don't know. You and dad are very good at, like, if you don't want to do something, you don't do it. Mom and I, like, are bad at that. Okay, last question, everyone. If you're even still listening.
I feel like we should both answer this one just
to, like, wrap it up. A genie gives you three wishes. What are they?
Okay, first wish is to buy a house. I want that so bad. As much as I love living in the apartment, we don't live on the first floor. And so badly, I just want, like, our own everything. I want my own driveway and to stop having to like drive around for a parking spot in my apartment complex. And I just want a yard for Cloud to be able to run around.
Honestly, just be able to like have my family members live forever. Not to get like deep and sad, but my pets and my family members to live forever. Yeah. That's my first one.
Number two, I hate having to say this, but unfortunately like the society that we're in kind of revolves around money. So I would just wish to, like, never have to worry about money ever again and just kind of having it for whatever I needed. Not having, like, an unlimited amount because I feel like sometimes more money creates more problems. But just, like, having enough where I never had to worry about money for, like, no, me or anyone in my family, I never had to worry about money.
My second one would be the ability to teleport. Like, teleportation or, like, being able to cast spells, like, magic. That would be my second wish.
If I had one wish.
Please don't sing. That's my third wish, is to get you to stop singing.
I guess it would be, like, in this given moment, it would be to have all my family live by me. Specifically in Florida.
My third wish is to have, like...
That was a big, like, huff.
To have, like, a personal chef that could make me, like, fresh juices in the morning and...
See, you see, the benefit of having your family live here is and not having to worry about money, my mom wouldn't have to work. She could be my personal chef.
No, I want, like, the ability to walk downstairs, press a button, and have a fresh, like, squeezed juice every
morning. Like, kind of like a smart home, so no one had to do it.
Yeah.
But, like, you could just press a button and it would be done.
Yep.
That's a good one.
That is what I want. All right. Well, if you guys are still here, thanks for listening. I hope that was, like, fun and exciting. I don't know. I thought it was, like, a fun little lighthearted episode.
I try to not pick stupid questions, so I hope those were interesting.
No, those were actually good questions. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. It took me a very long time.
All right.
I luckily didn't die of a coughing attack. Too bad. Only had a few.
I'm sorry.
Hopefully Lexi can edit them out.
Yeah, we'll see. I'll try. I'm a little busy.
I
will do my best.
I just call that a microwave.
Microwave. Okay, we're getting delusional. So, as always, if you would like, we would really appreciate it if you leave rating and review on Apple Podcasts. That really helps our podcast grow, and write whatever you want us to talk about. Honestly, you can also check out the podcast Instagram for that as well.
And if you like this episode, definitely share it on your Instagram story, because that's just such an easy way to get other people to hear about it. So do that, and we'll most likely repost it as well. Leave us different episode requests. I feel like we're always kind of like scrambling the week of to try to figure out what you guys want to hear. So if you like, let us know, then we can definitely do more interesting episodes.
Yes, please. The best place to keep up with us besides the weekly podcast is definitely on our Instagrams.
At so go check us out there. @_scoop. Go give it a follow.
Or our private, like not private, our individual Instagrams as well. But yeah, yes. Check out the podcast Instagram. We really want to work on growing the content there and posting more frequently. So go check us out. Thanks for tuning in to this week's
Chicken Noodle Scoop. Bye.